Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning. This is Wes Moore. How y'all doing?
Governor Wes Moore. Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, welcome. We appreciate you checking in, my friend. How are you?
I am so good. Listen, I'm always good when I get a chance to say hi to y'all.
Well, thank you so much, man. That means a lot
to
us.
We're excited.
We appreciate that. So are you better today than you were yesterday?
I know.
Now, look, I'm not poking fun. Look, I'm not giving you a hard time because, like I said, I always say, if not for the Commanders, I like the Ravens. But
yes.
I just want to know because, you know, we get early hours. I went to sleep after normally around halftime, you know, we start fading out. Like, what happened? What's going on?
Well, you know, and honestly, and first let me say congratulations to the Commanders fans. Commanders look good. And I knew that when they were like, well, should Jaden play? I was like, first of all, it's like it's week three against a team that is not a good team. And Marcus Mariota is a good enough quarterback that he's not going to win you the game, but he's not going to lose you the game.
Best backup in the league. Best backup in the league.
He's the best backup in the league because that's what a backup's job is.
Yeah.
Their job is never to win the game. It's just do not lose us the game. Right? And he
right.
does that very, very well. The Ravens, I mean, listen, we have a quarterback that is literally putting up numbers that the NFL has never seen before.
Yeah.
We have Derrick Henry, and when people say, well, you know, Derrick Henry fumbled, yes, is it an issue that he has continued to fumble? 100%. But let's be clear, on many of these games, if it's not for Derrick Henry in the backfield, the Ravens wouldn't be in the game. So he changes the dynamic of the game. The biggest issue we continue to have is this defense.
What was up with Derrick Henry, though? Because the first half, when we were up watching, it's like they kept getting down to the end zone but just couldn't get it done. And they kept running the same play, having Derrick Henry run it in. And then a couple times, Lamar tried to run it in and got fumbled up. I mean, what's going on? Was it because of Detroit? They were so good. Were they that good? Or was it the Ravens like not getting it done? Like, what was going on?
Well, you know, Detroit is a very good team.
They are,
but I also am. I am convinced that the best team in the NFL is the Baltimore Ravens on paper, and the only team that can regularly beat the Baltimore Ravens are the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay,
and we continue to beat ourselves inside
yeah.
these games. Where it's like we're up and then we lose the lead, or you know, where we have momentum and then we turn the ball over, and so I think there's a lot that we need to have some very serious conversations. I think the coaching needs to have a very serious conversation about, are we running the right scheme? Are we running the right type of play calling? I think defense is just, I mean, you cannot give up. We're now going on, you know, in three games, we've given up what, over 100 points.
Mm.
I think that is not the road to the Super Bowl.
What did your boy Stephen A. have
this
to say?
Team is good enough to go to the Super Bowl, but not when those are the stats that you continue to give up.
Well, I love the video that you put up before with Stephen A. What did your boy have to say?
Lord have mercy. He's a Pittsburgh fan. So he was loving it, and I'm like, hold on, Stephen A. In all of your excitement, can we please talk about what happened to the Steelers last week? So calm your engines.
That's right.
Yeah. He legitimately thinks the Ravens are going to win this thing. I think the Ravens are going to be the Super Bowl champions, and if they don't, they have no one else but themselves to blame. And on that, I'm like, Stephen A., we see eye to eye.
Right. Well, look, Governor Wes Moore, we're very honored for you to check in. Again, we appreciate it. Governor, of course, for my favorite state, Maryland, because, you know, hey, that's what I rep. That's where I'm from. You know, the state of Maryland. And we do have the best flag, by the way, and
yes,
the best crabs, and the best food, and the best Old Bay.
Yep.
All the things. This is your 51st visit. 51st visit to the shore is what I'm hearing today. Talk to us about it. Where are you headed? I hear you're, speaking of crabs, I hear you're going to a pretty cool event. Tell us what you got on the agenda.
I'm excited. It's our 50, 51st visit. at the Eastern Shore. People are joking. They're like, we think we're going to make the, they're like, are you guys trying to make the state capital the Eastern Shore?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know. I said, that doesn't sound bad to me.
Right.
But we're excited to come out here because in addition to going out and spending some time in Chrisfield, I'm also really excited that we're going out to Smith Island.
Yeah.
And why that is and I'm going to be announcing the completion of a $2 million broadband infrastructure project on Ken Island, which is remarkable because it's really bringing broadband expansion to a part of the state that most people have forgotten about. I mean, I'm the first governor since 1999 to go to Smith Island.
Wow.
Since 1999. And so most people, when they think about Smith Island, you know, they talk about a place that just people do not think through and people don't go spend time or people don't invest resources. And so what's going to happen here with this announcement, it's going to mark the, you know, the expansion of broadband connectivity to more than 200 households and businesses and really continuing to honor our pledge, as we said, you know, to leave no one behind. That we want to make sure that this moment where Maryland is rising, that every Marylander is going to be a chance to be a beneficiary of that. So we're just really excited about what today is going to represent.
Absolutely. You know, and also when I speak, think of Smith Island, I think of the Smith Island cake. Are you a fan?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it's delicious.
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you a fan of the Smith Island cake?
We are. In addition to going to broadband and bringing people broadband expansion and all that kind of stuff, I want to be very clear. We will be going by local businesses and talking with residents. And yes, we will be having the original Smith Island cake.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Nothing better.
That's
again,
awesome.
Again, another benefit and another great, like, you know, just a staple in Maryland. You know, the Smith Island cake, the original. So
that's right.
Very
That's
good.
Right.
And I mean, it's very broad. You talk about, you know, broadband and, you know, expanding. It's just so important how everything is connected today. And I mean, like you said, Smith Island is you've been the first governor since 1999 to go visit. I mean, that's incredible. And that's just definitely a great expansion. We have to have broadband everywhere.
We do. And it's important that people know that when we talk about making sure that every part of the state is seen and lifted up, that starts with the Eastern Shore. I mean, you know, we've made over close to $2 billion in education investment in the Eastern Shore alone.
Since
we've been here, since we've come on board, you know, we've also been able to invest in healthcare. You know, we've made some of the large investments in rural healthcare and rural hospitals. In our state's history, we opened Title Health in Salisbury, which is providing, you know, full healthcare services. We broke ground on the University of Maryland Regional Medical Center on the Eastern Shore. I mean, that's going to be able to provide healthcare to people in around six counties on the Eastern Shore. You know, we did our Just Communities and our Enough Communities, which is really helping to fight the issue of child poverty on the Eastern Shore. So we're really proud of the investments that we've made in our waterways and education and healthcare in the Eastern Shore, because I think it does symbolize the commitment that we have to making sure that everybody in the state of Maryland becomes a beneficiary of the type of work that's happening.
Also today, you're going to be attending the 48th annual J. Miller Taw's Crab and Clam Bake. It's going on in Chrisfield. Talk to us a little bit about the, you know, Taw's Crab and Clam Bake and, you know, what you're going to be doing in Chrisfield.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be great because, I mean, Taw's is, you know, Taw's is an institution. And it's an incredible event here in Maryland where it really brings, you know, it brings Maryland to Chrisfield. And so you'll have people from all over the state who are out here, not just enjoying the food, but also just enjoying the community and spending time just celebrating each other and the work that we're doing. You know, we're going to be talking a bit about some of the work and some of the investments that we made within Chrisfield. I'm actually going to be spending time out there going to a community group. Right after we do Taw's, heading out to a community group where we're going to spend time with kids. It's called It Takes a Village to Help Our Children, and it's a nonprofit that the mayor helps to support. So we're going to go out there and spend some time with kids, and also we're going to be celebrating an announcement about some new endorsements that we have. In fact, If it's all right, why not? I'm gonna break the news here.
I was gonna ask you because last time you were on our show, you announced that you were running for re-election for the governor of Maryland, and now I hear that you got some endorsements that you're gonna be announcing today, pretty significant ones.
We are, and I'm excited to do it on y'all's show. I like breaking news with you guys.
Well, I appreciate
I like doing that. Whenever I
appreciate
news, I'm gonna call y'all up because we're really excited that that today. We're receiving a series of endorsements for re-election who all happen to be Republicans. And the reason why this means a lot and to have this whole series of Republican lawmakers, the people who we're announcing, they represented over 200,000 Marylanders and they're Republicans and who are basically saying that the pledge that the governor made to leave no one behind is a real one. And I think and the reason why I'm really thankful for it is it's just very consistent, not just with how this administration is governed, but with how I've led my whole life. Where, when I was in the Army and I led soldiers in combat, I never once asked my soldiers, what's your political party? Right? It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And that's how we try to lead the state. Where I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care what your family lineage is. I don't care what part of the state you call home. If you tell me you're a Marylander, you're good with me. Well, and we're going to make sure that we're doing everything we can do to support.
I think that more people need to speak like that in 2025. More people need to, feel that way and talk like that. We're too divided. We always say don't let the machine divide us, because I think we got more things in common than we have not in common. And it's just gotten to be like cutthroat. We've talked about that before with you. How do you work with other sides of the political spectrum, because when you come over to the Eastern Shore, it's a little bit more conservative than it is when you go back over the bridge, to Baltimore, Annapolis, et cetera. And you have to represent all of Maryland. You got to work with a lot of variety of different people coming from all different backgrounds and political parties and all that. And, sometimes, like I said, things get, kind of heated and, tension flows and it sucks, really. It's crazy. And, I really like that perspective that, as long as you're from Maryland, it's all good.
And it's all good. That's all you got to tell me. That's all I need to know. And honestly, I think that you're right. I mean, that's what our society needs right now. I think people are exhausted. I think people are tired of the partisan. I think people are scared by it. And I think that we have a machine that benefits from it. They make money on it. It's their business model for it. And I think the thing that we have got to say is, if you truly want to lead the people, you've got to love the people. And you have to love all of them. And that's the thing that I really want that people are seeing. I'm thankful for these lawmakers who are seeing that that's how we move. And we're talking about lawmakers who represent everywhere from Western Maryland to the Eastern Shore. I mean, this is a whole wide swath of Maryland that is really coming out today, who are saying we are proud Republicans. We believe in our values. We believe in our party. And we're endorsing the governor to get another 4 years because we think he tells his word. So I really appreciate it. And I'm really thankful to get a chance to break the news with y'all.
Love it. Governor Westmore, we appreciate you. And, thank you so much for, your loyalty on the shore, checking in with us. And, we love having you on. Hope, you and your beautiful family are doing great. And, hopefully, you have a great day, man. Enjoy yourself on the shore. We love where we live. We talk about it all the time. We're very blessed. We're lucky to live here on the Eastern Shore. And, we're glad that you're, over here, enjoying it.
Oh, listen, I'm so glad that the Eastern Shore is one of the crown jewels of our state, and I'm looking forward to getting down as often as ever and keep the work going.
Hey.
And we're gonna have some shrimp on the cake today and some crabs. It's gonna be a good one.
Eat plenty of crabs, man. Hey, by the way, Old Bay or J.O.?
Obey,
yes, Obey. Me too. And, me too. Look, I put Obey on everything. Macaroni and cheese. I put it on my hoagies. I put it on. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's an option or if I'm at home. I'm putting Obey on everything.
Of course. And Old Bay, and here's the thing. I actually put Old Bay up with, like, salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, one of just the core basics of any type of culinary meal. In fact, if anything, I actually might even put Old Bay above salt and pepper, and here's why. Because Old Bay, you can literally do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're right.
With Old Bay.
You're right.
And, yes.
And know that it's going to be just as tasty. So yeah, I love J.O., but you can definitely tell the difference.
Yeah.
And I got to rock with Old Bay.
I know that's right. Hey, you know, all you got to say is I'm Old Bay, and we know you're Maryland, and that's just what it is. You don't have to give an exclamation. That's just what it is.
It.
Governor Westmore, man, as always. Thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. Enjoy yourself and eat plenty of crabs for us.
You know I will. Y'all are the best. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, have a great day.